This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There you go. Just learning how to do radio here.
Well prepared, sir. Well prepared.
Doing show prep. What do you want from me?
You're supposed to do that before the show.
Free Talk Live. Live Tuesday, Wednesday edition here. Mark with you.
Jay. That's the proof that it's live, and it's Ian Freeman.
That's true. Ian sitting in the third chair, not doing his normal hosting stuff here that is always done reasonably well. And it's my job to learn how to do this so that I can be a better host generally.
You've been doing this for 12 years,
yeah.
13 or 16.
No,
or
I haven't been
like
in the first chair, though.
But and you've also been absent for a little while.
That's true. So let's go to some show prep I've got here. I like this one. Turns out from Fox 30 out of Jacksonville, actionnewsjax.com, OSHA fines the United States Post Office in Jacksonville $129,000 for exposing mail carriers to the August heat in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hot in Florida. The idea that somehow you're going to be able to avoid that as a mail carrier seems kind of silly.
Seems unrealistic.
And then there's the whole rain, sleet, snow.
Gloom. Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah, that's clearly fake. So the Occupational Safety and Health Administration doesn't agree with this. OSHA accuses the Arlington Post Office and Merrill Road of putting mail carriers in danger by requiring them to deliver mail in high temperatures. The federal agency issued the United States Post Office a fine of nearly $130,000. USPS began the process of contesting that fine Tuesday. So what do you think, Ian? Should they contest the fine? Are they the wrong? I mean, you know, you love to see the government fight with itself. Got a favorite?
I mean, none of this. Okay. Well, sir, first of all, the Postal Service is the one of the few government agencies that basically is self-funded. I mean, there are few exceptions to that. They're basically self-funded. So who ordered this? Was it a judge? I'm sorry, I missed that.
The USP, it's the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
OSHA, okay. And so they want the Postal Service to pay their own employees, basically?
It's a fine, is what they're calling it, I presume.
Oh, so they're paying OSHA?
Yeah.
Well, then they should definitely contest it.
I love the idea that they have to pay OSHA something just for fun.
And why would you love that?
It just amuses me.
OSHA is just one of these organizations that just, as far as I'm concerned, they overreached. I mean, the whole idea with them was to protect people, but they're ridiculous. In fact, you can't even rent a Bobcat in Massachusetts now because of Massachusetts, the state of Massachusetts, their form of OSHA you must have a hydraulics license to operate any piece of equipment that can lift 500 pounds more than like 10 feet.
Okay.
So
that's a Bobcat, sure.
Sure, Bobcat, tractor, you know, whatever.
Seen 14-year-old young men operating a Bobcat. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a specialized skill, but it's not like you can't learn it.
Well, what that's done is that's made the rental market on southern New Hampshire pretty darn good, because a good friend of mine I do a lot of work for and where his place is called Quick Lift, and he's in kind of he's buddies with a lot of other rental guys, and he says all the rental guys like that are on the border towns, they've put on like six more Bobcats, four or five more mini excavators. You know, these things are $50,000 to $70,000 a piece, and people are coming up with Massachusetts license plates and renting them. But what is happening is a guy is like literally like redoing his yard with a Bobcat somewhere in Massachusetts, and OSHA dude like drives by and actually gets out there and makes him stop. Now he's government agent is, you know, trespassing on private property and telling some guy who's not engaged in commercial activity or anything, just property owner, that he has to have a hydraulics license and demands to see the hydraulics license. And this actually happened to a friend of mine in Ludlow, Massachusetts.
Do you have to show your hydraulics license to the OSHA guy if he's on your property without complaints or something?
No, I would tell him to get off the property. So what my friend did is he called me up right away. I was in Colorado when this happened. He's like, you're not going to believe this. There's an OSHA guy here. I'm at my grandmother's house. It was his uncle's skid steer. His uncle had a construction company.
Okay.
And he says, you know, he's doing some work for his grandmother, ripping out shrubs or something. And I go, tell that guy he's trespassing. Tell him to come back with a warrant. And tell him you're going to call the cops and have him arrested because he's trespassing. And get off the property. And so he goes, I'm on the phone with my lawyer. He says, you're trespassing. And he tells me to call the cops unless you leave. Come back with a warrant. And a guy mumbled some stuff to him. He goes, get off my property. I'm hanging up and I'm dialing 911. I'm going to have you arrested for criminal trespass. And the guy got in his car and left. But all these OSHA dudes are like these pencil neck soy boy type, you know, bureaucrats that, you know, they're not tough enough to be a cop, but they want to be able to push people around. And so you can usually hammer on them and they'll walk away with their tail between their legs.
Yeah, I think that I don't know if we were clear what a skid slide loader is, but basically it's a small
gear.
Yes, small piece of equipment. And let's go on with the story here. According to OSHA, August 9th, letter carriers were exposed to the hazards of high ambient temperatures while delivering mail, which could have led to heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. People's health is number one and should be a priority in any job or task that is set before us, said post office customer Frank Jackson.
Said a customer?
Yeah, I'm rereading that. That's what it said. Action okay. News. They found a...
Where's the story from?
ActionNewsJax.com.
Okay.
Surprise, they found a bootlicker outside the post office to interview. Action New Jack's first alert chief meteorologist Mike Burrish said that it was the hottest time of the year in Jacksonville with a heat index of 107. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Florida. It's hot in Florida in August. It started being hot in Florida in August about
forever
the time
ago.
That the Spaniards arrived. At least that's when we began keeping record of it at any way, shape, or form.
It was probably after it came out of the ocean.
Yeah. It's hot near the equator around August. So the idea, like any mail carrier, any person who signs up as a mail carrier in Jacksonville, Florida, has to at least understand that they're going to be dealing with some hot weather. Mail
Absolutely.
Carriers have their windows open on their vehicles. They're in the shade, but it's hot.
Do you think those little mail trucks have air conditioning?
The old ones probably didn't, but I'll bet you the new ones do.
Hmm.
I know a friend of mine hauls mail trucks. He's got a towing company, and the ones up here do not have air conditioning that are like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, lots of mail trucks, maybe it's true. Maybe they don't have them down in Florida either. They just feel like you're going to be hitting too many houses and opening and closing your windows just pointless.
Yeah.
In a big way.
They seem kind of basic, the mail trucks.
No. You don't want a particularly complicated truck if you're trying to work on these things. You got to keep a fleet running. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have air conditioning, but I wouldn't be surprised if the new ones do either.
And most of these mail carriers, well, unless they're in rural areas, they're generally walking around anyways. And you would figure it would be in a job description. And all the people, mail carriers I've talked to around here, in fact, I was plowing snow the other day. I talked to a guy who was training the guy, and I'm like, so what do you do when it gets really cold? He's like, oh, I just wear coveralls, wear gloves. He goes, I got an electric jacket, but I haven't used it only a couple times. He's got a couple, says he had an electric jacket that he can wear, and he says he loves it, that he gets to be outside and walk every day.
Yeah, I think that's, I can totally see why somebody would enjoy getting out in the weather. However, Diane Nelson, a post office customer, says, I think it's awful if they had to work under those conditions. It's a heat index of 107.
She'd probably change her mind if the mail stopped coming.
Yeah,
what other options are there?
Diane, how do you think this stuff is going to get delivered?
Yeah. They don't have postal robots yet.
The employees can just go get a different job if they don't like it. They can go to McDonald's and work in the air conditioning or whatever, or go get a bureaucrat job, you know, pushing papers somewhere.
I don't know why the post office made it so hot on that day in August that they... this is... This is insane!
Look, the fact is, it's actually, you get paid better, generally, to work for the post office, right? So they're going to want to stick with the post office, even though it's...
not as good as it used to be, Ian. Now they're hiring contractors as opposed to postal employees.
Still pretty decent, though.
I think that what we are seeing here is the harbinger, the bellwether of the destruction of the Western civilization. If they can't handle, if post office people can't handle some warm weather, then that's it for us. Sorry. Close. It's good night, Gracie. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Wednesday night edition with Mark.
Oh, Jay?
and Ian.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about a situation here in Jacksonville where OSHA has fined the United States Post Office. It's the government going after itself. And basically the idea is that the Post Office sent out its mail carriers in too hot a weather, so they got a big old fine from OSHA.
Just shut down for the whole month of August.
Yeah, I guess. Just no more mail carrying. It's just too tough for the people going to handle rain, sleet, and snow. They can't handle warm weather.
Then they'll go after the UPS guys, the FedEx guys.
That's what concerns me. The people working on the lawn, you know, whatever it is.
Well, then you ought to be happy. You said you were happy to see the Postal Service get this fine. You should be happy they're challenging it instead, because if the Postal Service can defeat this, then OSHA will have a much tougher time going after anybody else. You ought
amused.
To be cheering the Postal Service on.
I don't care. I'm mostly just amused. Freedom's okay. Phoenix is a liberty-oriented...
Then don't act like you care.
...news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. I get their daily dispatch and have gotten it for many, many years. I think it's great. Really good news. Let's go to Vernon calling in from New Orleans. We were talking about the postal trucks and whether or not they have air conditioning. It looks like Vernon has done a little research on that here in the
I was walking down to a parade the other day, and I saw the Sunday carrier, you know, delivering those Amazon packages, and I just happened to see she was in a newer van instead of one of those old trucks, and I said, hey, I was just curious, do they have air conditioning? And she said, the newer ones do, surprisingly, but she said the older ones don't.
Right. So, like,
she always appreciates being able to deliver on a Sunday because she gets to enjoy the air conditioning.
Yeah,
and the overtime.
So the one that looks like kind of like a shorter van, newer model van, that
like
one
a
has
minivan.
AC.
Like a minivan.
It's a little more van.
The Euro vans.
It's kind of like a bread truck that's been. It's a tiny bread truck.
Well, no, are you?
Yeah, like
the
bread truck doesn't have the air conditioning. It's the minivan looking like the Dodge.
Right.
That has
you're confused,
the air
Mark. Oh, I don't know what the new one looks like.
Yeah, you're confused.
I haven't seen a new one. I'm talking about the old
one. I was talking about the newer van. It's okay. That's different than the truck-looking thing with the boxy truck that they've had for years.
Before that, they had this little square Jeep thing. That's what I would call an old mail truck.
Hmm.
But
I've never seen that one.
Yeah, well,
or at least I don't remember.
Just one other fun fact, if you're wondering about UPS, the United Parcel Service, the brown trucks, neither the brown truck or the van have air conditioning. I have asked about that as well. So they only have heat in either of those. Okay. So I don't know about FedEx, but I just thought that was interesting.
Wouldn't doubt it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
FedEx are contractors. So most of, as far what I know about FedEx.
Yeah, but they seem to have a standardized truck.
Not necessarily. I've seen
not
them driving around.
I said seem to have.
Yeah, I've seen them driving around Penske rentals. So it just depends.
Yeah, there is a FedEx truck. It looks standardized and it looks very much like the UPS truck. I suspect it's the same thing and likely has the same accoutrement that the UPS truck has.
Arterial Salad in the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm says the model of the boxy mail truck that we're all mostly used to is the Grumman LLV. They're typically around 30 years old, and no, they do not have AC, so he confirms that.
Yeah, that's the ones that come up for sale at, like, the surplus.
Oh, really?
Things. Yeah.
Very rarely they come up for sale because those things last forever. They're such great, you know, the aluminum construction, they don't rot out.
I imagine the guy who keeps the yard at the local post office is pretty good at keeping these things going until the wheels just fall off of them.
You know, they're so simplistically, you know, built and basic that, like, you know, they source the General Motors parts, which are just dirt cheap to buy, and, you know, it's the same things as you use in, like, you know, several hundred production model cars, brakes and transmissions and all that stuff. So, yeah, they're very simple. I've messed around with a few of them. And I just found an article here. I was Googling the Sprinter vans, post office.
Are they gas or diesel?
I've never seen them in diesel. They're almost always gas,
okay.
Those little ones, especially older stuff. The diesels weren't that, you know, desirable years ago. the bread truck Grumman vans, like you'll see Frito-Lay and UPS run and stuff, and FedEx, and even some postal service. They actually, in the 80s, a lot of those came with four-cylinder Cummins engines, and those are really nice because those things get like 22, 23 miles to the gallon.
So that's a diesel?
It's a diesel, yeah.
Cummins, okay.
Yep. It's basically the same thing.
I've never heard of a four-cylinder diesel, but I guess, yeah, it has to have been cars and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so like all the Volkswagens are, you know, the Volkswagens are all four-cylinder diesels, but like my Dodge pickup trucks has got that Cummins 5.9s inline six, the same exact motor that's in those aluminum, those big bread truck vans is that same engine, but just four cylinders, so it's, you know, very simple parts, and those they're in tractors and everything. That's my favorite bug out engine is that four or six cylinder Cummins, because there's millions of them have been produced, several millions.
You can go to any junkyard and find the parts that you need.
Pretty much any auto parts store, any junkyard, any construction yard, and yeah.
Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, folks. Headed toward the nearest window so I get a better signal. President of the Free State Project is arrested and chained to a pole for trying to film police. It's important not to forget about it or let it go. This is something that happened.
Who got arrested and chained to a pole for the president of the Free State Project?
Yeah, Carla Garrick, but it was 10 years ago.
I didn't know they chained her to a pole. I don't remember that detail from the story.
Handcuffed her to a pole, I think.
I wanted to update you that is, with many things, events like this have echoes, and this one is still echoing a little bit. So one of the arresting officers, what happened was there was an incident in Ware, New Hampshire, where Carla Garrick, who was, I guess, at the time Free State Project president in New Hampshire, she tried to film a traffic stop. I guess the police must have stopped someone that was in front of her or something along those lines. She stopped the car and was filming and got arrested and charged with wiretapping, which is a kind of a rare charge in New Hampshire. But anyway, one of the arresting officers apparently went on to gun down a fleeing drug suspect.
Oh no.
And was
over cannabis.
Fired from the police department, probably for some other reason. I don't know why they fired him.
Was this just recently? When did this happen?
No, that would have been roughly 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it Officer Kelly, right?
I don't remember the guy's name.
Is this the notoriously corrupt police department known as the Ware Police Department?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of scandals surrounding that particular department 4 or 5 years ago. I remember the police chief got fired or something, and then the next one got fired right after that for something else. I forget all the scandals exactly, but
there was some smoke surrounding
one
this.
One after another after another.
Well, I'm sure Dave's called in to update that Kelly is suing the town of Ware again to get off the Lorry list or whatever.
This is the list of bad
guys. Oh, is that what it is? I know he sued them, but the part that happened recently that I'm aware of, and they've been giving him money, I guess, as a result of these lawsuits. And now I guess it's the recent, most minor.
All right, well, hang on, Dave, because we'll bring you back. You can tell us what's going on, what the latest is with the corrupt cops on Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, finishing up another day of testimony on Capitol Hill, this time a follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors. He reportedly gave lawmakers a document showing edits by White House lawyers to his prepared testimony back when he lied to Congress. It was that lie that Cohen pled guilty to last year.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Longtime beloved host of TV's game show Jeopardy, 78-year-old Alex Trebek making that announcement today in a YouTube video.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Wednesday edition. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about OSHA fining the post office. And we're talking about long past incident where the president of the Free State Project was chained to a pole for filming the police in Ware, New Hampshire. So a couple of different topics on the table. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Ian.
You can call in and talk about what you want. Let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
So, yeah, just bringing you the most recent thing that's happened, I guess, is the city has made another grant to apparently bad officer. It's just another $5,000, but, $5,000 here, $5,000 there. Pretty soon you're talking a state budget, so.
Now, why are they giving this officer who was fired money after he's been fired?
I don't know what the latest payment is for, but it was he sued them for, apparently there was some alleged impropriety in the way they handled his records, or they, I say impropriety. It was they just apparently weren't following the court's instructions closely enough or something like that. And apparently he's just litigious. And it seems like every 6 months there's a new article about him getting some new money from the taxpayers of Ware.
Is it just him, or does he have like the police union filing these cases for him?
I've never heard any indication that the police union has been doing this for him. I don't know if they have a police union there.
But I wouldn't. Oh, oh the believe
they
me,
definitely
they have
a police union. I could tell you a lot about the Ware police. So I live in Henniker, New Hampshire. In fact, I live 0.2 miles from the Ware line. I like to call my property Nowhere. but anyways, so I've. There's a little country store called Three Seas Country Store. I'm probably in there every day. It's a lumber yard, hardware store, gas station. And I wear shirts about freedom and liberty. And so I've been meeting all the locals who are into freedom and liberty because when they see a Bitcoin shirt or something or a Ron Paul quote or something, they come and talk to me. So one guy I've been good friends with now for a year, we've been chatting a real lot, is bent out of shape about this cop. I believe his name is Kelly, who he shot a dude that was that was set up by a confidential informant to come meet and buy a bag of marijuana in a parking lot called Lancelot's in Ware. And he basically the guy was like running away and got shot.
Man.
Literally shot, running away.
And it's legal
in the back.
Well, it's not legal if it's not a felony.
Selling marijuana is a felony.
No. Buying marijuana, a small bag of it, is not.
I'm sorry. I thought you said the dude was selling it.
The dude was selling it. It was set up to meet a confidential informant in the parking lot. It was a sting operation. And so this guy, cop, I think his name is Kelly. There's also a police chief named Kelly. It might not be Kelly, but whatever. The guy I was talking to in Ware, let's say his name is George. George tells me that one of the things that was happening is this particular police officer was doing his 1 year of his retirement build-up fund, which is you go work a detail every single day, and then you work night shift, and then after you accumulate your 40 hours,
you work
because you're working 18 to 20 hours a day. So, you know, your last 25 hours of your regular work week is going to be double time because now it's overtime, and then you're working. So these guys are doing like 105 or 98 or 110 hours a week. So they can collect, you know, $200,000 worth of retirement.
Right. The retirement system is set up such that I think it's
90% or something.
Yeah, it's 90% or some percentage, some large percentage of your last 3 years.
2 years and where?
Last 2 years on the force.
Yeah.
So they take it and average it, the last 2 years, and then pay you that on a monthly basis, annual.
3% every single year you work. So if you work 25 years, it's 75%. It's your top 2 years, and the police union has come in there and twisted the arm of the Ware Town Council or selectmen, whatever they are, and told them that for every time that there's like Eversource is working or they're working on power lines or doing tree work or any kind of road work, there has to be at least two cops.
Oh, two cops.
And it's $71 an hour, $35.50 is the prevailing wage for Ware that those cops are paid. And this is why your electric bills are so expensive. This is why everything costs more. And this all goes towards a pension. Well, this cop had literally logged this cop that shot this man for marijuana while he was going the other direction. Had literally logged something like between 90 and like 100 hours a week for like the several previous weeks over this deal. This is all stuff that was going to come out because this man's family who got shot sued the Ware Police Department. The Ware Police Department paid out an undisclosed amount.
Really?
Yes, they did. It was settled out of court.
Because it's legal to shoot a fleeing felon.
Well, a cop can get away with it, but the civil case is a little different. Just like OJ did not go to jail for killing that woman, but he was found responsibly in a civil suit. So, but what the town of Ware and the parasites do not want getting out is the fact that these cops, I mean, what good judgment are you going to have after working several weeks in a row, 100 hours a week?
That doesn't sound like that's a recipe for good judgment.
And you're carrying a gun, and you're trigger happy. And this guy has just been a dirtbag, like, right along. And the last payment of this $5,000 is because the Ware town clerk's office is still holding two documents in his file about his bad conduct as a cop and something to do with the Lori's list. And that's what the $5,000 last settlement was over. And, yes, the police union is very involved in making sure that these cops are able to extract every single penny they can out of the tax slaves. And he's collecting a pension.
There are plenty of towns in New Hampshire that just don't have police departments. And this is, you know, best I can tell, the number one expense for a town is a school The number two is their police department. I mean, they want the police department because they're told all this revenue is going to come in from tickets and all this other great stuff. And
yeah, but it doesn't work that way in New Hampshire.
No.
So they couldn't be told that because you don't get revenue
from
writing tickets.
Right. Not in New Hampshire, necessarily.
In some states you do.
Right. But that's what they want is they want these the revenue that's coming in, and it turns out the police departments are net negative, not net positive. You know, you have to have a crime spree. For it to matter.
Jay, God bless you for being here and keeping such a close, detailed eye on that situation. And the way, you know, the reason why this incident even happened with Carla in the first place was because Ware already has such a strong Liberty community. I think they were having Liberty related meetings in Ware or something like that. She must have gone to one of those or whatnot. There was some kind of controversy that had already happened before she even got arrested 10 years ago. And, these things are happening, and we know they're happening because we're here. And
yeah, the free Ware meeting, which is every Thursday at a place called General's Tavern, right in the middle of Ware there. And that's exactly where everybody was leaving home from. And my roommate, who's been living at my place for like 7 or 8 years or 10 years or something, said that he was just pulling out of the parking lot, and he... got the a cell 411 alert or something back. No, was it cell 411, I think, or something?
There was a cell 911 at one point, too. Right? There was a pork 911 at one point.
Or
you're thinking of pork 411, but it's really immaterial.
I think is what I'm talking about. Anyways, he got some alert of some sort, and when he showed up there, there was already, you know, a handful of Free Staters that were already there, and were all, videotaping what was going on with Carla, and just to back up what Dave said.
Dave, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Right, and of course the reason for that is because of people who have moved to New Hampshire, people who believe in freedom, like the three of us.
Yes.
None of us are from here originally. And Dave Ridley also, one of the earliest movers, the guy who was just on the phone with us, he has a channel at RidleyReport.com and has been doing a lot of reporting for many years here on just a fraction of the things that go on here. So I appreciate Dave continuing to cover, because he keeps coming back to some of these old stories and keeps, you know, updating on what's been going on with them.
Right. So Carla Garrick was one of just a handful of cases at that time frame about filming police. And today we live in a world where you can film police. But just 10 years ago, it was really up in the air. It was a very big deal.
And her case went to federal court and helped establish that.
Yeah, it did. And now there's fines that can be levied against police departments that have officers that attempt to stop that. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Or go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. So you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today.
today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Wednesday edition. Mark with you.
Jay.
Andy.
And we've got this story here about OSHA fining the United States Post Office in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to get back to that here real quick. But I want to tell you about clips.freetalklive.com. Clips.freetalklive.com is a, you can go there. It's a YouTube site where you can find some cool clips of things we've talked about here on the air. Much more consumable than, say, a whole 2-hour radio program. Very shareable. Please go there, subscribe to the channel, like the channel. Share the videos. Anything you can do to get this up and running is something that we can, you know, it just helps us spread the ideas of liberty farther and wider. We have a guy who's working on it as his form of activism, and we'd love to be able to help him do that.
Is this the same guy who's been working doing this for years?
He yes. has.
He came back.
Yeah, he came back. We convinced him.
He took about half a decade off there.
Yeah. Clips.
That's great.
.freetalklive.com. So, going back here to Jacksonville, where I hear it gets warm in August, and OSHA has fined the United States Post Office in Jacksonville, near Jacksonville, for, well, sending out its mail carriers in hot August weather, and some of the customers there, it's just awful.
Wasn't it hot in Miami, too?
Yeah,
at the same time?
It's very, well, you know how these things work. First they go after a few isolated places, and then, you know, they get some momentum going, and then they change policy, and then they can go after the free market, go after the lawn care businesses, and the United States Postal Service, and by God, anybody who's out there in the warm weather.
The Postal Service has the money. But the average lawn care service is probably going to go under if you put a $100,000 fine on them.
Yeah, I don't know if OSHA's looking for the fine money or not. I guess they probably are, but they're also looking for the...
of course they are. It goes to OSHA.
The case.
The fine money goes to OSHA.
Sure.
The individuals who work for OSHA are just the psychopath who want to rule people, so I don't think they really care. I kind of hope that this is like some dude within OSHA that's just like, man, I hate government. Maybe he read Ben Stone's book there and decided to, try to stir up just the government within itself.
What's the name of the book?
Sedition, Subversion, and Simple Sabotage, a three-part manual.
It's in the bathroom upstairs.
Yeah, to dismantling the state. I might have said the actual title a little out of order, but badquaker.com, you can download it or read it for free or whatever.
OSHA's website says it cited the United States Postal Service for violating the agency's same rule 5 times since 2014 at post offices around the country.
Did the post office not challenge it the other several times it had been done?
Apparently not. The USPS spokesman said that she can't answer any of Action News Jacksonville's questions about the citation because the Postal Service is contesting the fine.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's the story out of ActionNewsJax.com.
So it doesn't say it's over, like, not having air conditioning in vans, or if it's the postal carriers out walking in the hot sun.
Imagine it's all of those things. Honestly, I mean,
do postal carriers actually still walk mail around in Florida? It's not something I saw until I moved to New Hampshire.
It would depend on how dense the area mm-hmm. is.
In like downtown Sarasota, they would have walked it, you think?
They would have had to have.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to have
to go into businesses.
You go into a big building and you got to walk around and put the mail in different places and things like that. I imagine there's not as much as there is sort of in these, there's the dense housing areas where you're going from house to house to house, and postal workers tend to walk that because you have to be able to walk from the post office to the area that you're going to be delivering mail, then walk around the area, then walk back to the post office.
Well, no, what they do here is they'll park the truck and then walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah, so then they stack up the mail in some kind of bag that they just wander around with.
Yeah,
that makes some sense. There you go. Well, I'm surprised that this is going on, and that's why I brought the story in. I'm just stunned that OSHA would be going after the post office for its employees having to be out in too hot a weather in Florida. I mean, what else are you expecting in Florida in August? It's hot. You didn't want to be hot. You didn't want to sweat. Don't take the job. It's not like the post office has really heavy uniforms or anything. They have light button-up shirts and a pair of shorts that I think they wear with a belt, and then they have to wear black tennis shoes. Not like that's a surprise. There's lots of black tennis shoes out there.
Those blue shirts probably do absorb the heat, though. It would be a little better.
No, they've got very thin ones. These are
The color. Like when you wear those dark colors.
Oh, it's pretty. It's kind of a lighty gray.
Could it really make that much of a difference in the Florida sun? Whether you're wearing a blue shirt or a white shirt, is it really going to make that much of a difference?
I don't know. I mean, they've got a safari hat that they put on these people, too.
Uh-huh. When you're stacking hay in New England in the summer, it makes a difference.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, usually because it's soaked with sweat when you're doing it, so it's transferring that heat pretty good to you. White shirts are definitely better.
To me, I'd rather wear, when I wear a work shirt, what I do is I take one of my old dress shirts, the thin type, and I wear that outside. I'd rather have a long sleeve shirt with a collar that I can flip up that's going to cover my neck, cover my forearms and these kind of things, because I don't want to wear sunscreen. And it's the best thing to protect you from the sun that you can get out there. And
aren't they saying sunscreen's bad for you now?
I don't know.
I could have sworn I heard that.
Lots of bad chemicals in it, yes.
You know, they keep changing like what's good for you and what's bad for you. You got to wear sunscreen, you're going to get skin cancer. Now it's like sunscreen's bad for some reason. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
But they're not going to say that skin cancer is good for you, I can assure you. You got to cover up some manner or another.
So, for sure.
And now swim shirts and that sort of thing are coming back for people who are going in the water. I saw a kid in Mexico that was wearing a one-piece swimsuit that was covering him from the wrists down to like his knees. In one piece. I mean, it seems
economical.
Well, that's fine, but it's the old school swimsuits that you'd see on the guys with the handlebar mustaches when they go to the swimming hole.
The ones that men fought to get rid of at one point.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, then they wanted to be able to get down to their Speedos, and now you can see on the same beach a person in a one piece and a person in a Speedo. It's a crazy world in which we live, that's for sure. So, yeah, that's the story as it stands there from Jacksonville. I would be very interested to see whether, when the post office disputes this, how it goes, because I don't know if they
never find out.
Yeah, I don't know how they disputed it previously, but, you know, the post office has been losing money hand over fist. What's their most recent loss, Ian? I think you had that up.
Yep, I did have it up. $1.5 billion, and that's just in quarter one. So the numbers, of course, were terrible in 2018, and now quarter one, Postal Service's ongoing financial losses. This is from FedSmith.com, for the informed Fed, is what they say here. So it's approximately 178% higher of a loss than in the same quarter last year, when it only lost $540 million.
Now, I thought they were supposed to be getting Amazon contracts that were going to allow them to make more money. It looks like they're making less.
Yeah, they've managed to continue to screw things up. The article does say, on the bright side, the total revenue was $19.7 billion, which is up 2.9% over the same quarter from last year. So, of course, you'd have to ask yourself, if revenue's up, how is it that they lost even more money this time around?
Clearly, costs are up, too.
And their costs are up, namely increases in compensation and benefits of $657 million due to additional hours and contractual wage adjustments, as well as transportation costs of $207 million due to higher fuel costs and highway contract rate inflation.
Yeah, a lot of the postal carriers these days, I mean, are contractors. You'll see, I mean, one just came to my door today and was delivering packages from Amazon. It wasn't in a post office van. He was in his own vehicle, by the looks of it, or a vehicle that had a magnet on the side. And, you know, these people are not getting compensated the way that we imagined, you know, the pensions and all that other stuff. Now, maybe they have to hire a certain amount of them if they last a certain length of time. I don't know what the rules are in the post office, but I know that they have a really nice benefits package. You know, I mean, my wife's grandfather retired from the post office, and yeah, he got Social Security longer than he worked.
Well, I could tell you, two Sundays ago I got delivery from the post office to my house, and I live out pretty much in the middle of nowhere right now, and they were delivering all Saturday and Sunday when I was living in Manchester, and I talked to them out there, and I asked the guy this two Sundays ago. I said, so you just got Amazon? Oh, we only deliver Amazon on Sundays, he tells me.
I see.
I says, oh. And I says, you know, I heard something about Trump saying the post office was subsidizing Amazon, and he says, well, I do enjoy the Sunday paycheck, is what he had to say to me.
I see. So, there you go. Well, I think that the post office should cut down its delivery days. I don't see any reason why America has to get mail service on every single day. Make one side of the street Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the other Tuesday, Thursday,
it's
Saturday.
It's only going to slow the hemorrhaging. That's all that's going to do.
Well, that's the idea. Everything's in a state of collapse. Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.